relation between our knowledge and that. But I thought, well, let me think about the choiv of the parents for the chinuch of the kids. I'll start off here with something, you know, when a bocher gets to mitzvah, you're making a bocher, bo shef torani no nishonis. And what is the poshite pshat, bo shef torani? It's a bocher that the medrash said it. Bo shef torani vepashit is a pshat that until now I was responsible and I would be punished for the act of my child. But for now on, he's as on his own. I have no choice. This is very strange to say. Which parent will be so happy that the punishment goes away from him? To whom? To the child. Every parent, every father, mother, they will take away the punishment from the child and themselves. And here is making a broche, Shiptorani me oynesh aluze. I got rid of the oynesh, Baruch Hashem. There more. I remember years ago, my son, the older son who became a mitzvah, and I knew that I have to say the broche, so I made a little bit of kirel drishe, thinking what is the idea of the broche. And I came to an idea, and I said it to Bar Mitzvah, we're talking about almost 4 years ago. But the Blake Conner who was there, and he liked it. So I'll say it again. You know, the Bocher, when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, is an Izzam. He has to know how to put film, he has to know what's the Shabbos. Every step and step he has to know from before. So the father had a choiv to mechanize this child that he, when he comes and give a mitzvah, he already know, he already have your shumayim, he has the gishmakim Torah, and he sees it and he learns and he knows already a little Torah from before, so he's starting learning. But if your father didn't give him the right education when he was a child, the Bar Mitzvah doesn't know exactly what is film, how to do it, what is davening, what is exactly davening. Some people don't know even later. Some parents even don't know. But, so, who is responsible for his behaving, for his not knowing what to do? But he didn't teach him. He didn't teach him, he didn't was mechanech him all the years. Atinag mishiyatche ledaber, when he starts to speak, the father has to take the education on himself. And teach him Torah, teach him mitzvahs, teach him achayas in davening. He has to give him a role model how to do it. He has to daven. So, a father that gave chinuch to his child and sent him to yeshiva, and he himself was involved in his chinuch, and he comes to be a bar mitzvah bocher, and he knows how to put film, and he daven gishmak, and he knows all the halachos of Shabbos more or less, he has certain dika halachos that he needs now, then you learn more. So the father said, I say this on myself. I taught my child how to be shemel. What is Torah mitzvahs? Memele, I don't have an oynesh anymore. Bor shef torani me oynesh aluzeh, from the oynesh. Not because I'm taking away the oynesh from him and me. No, not this another bor. I can have a bor to the. That if I didn't give him a chinuch, I had to get the punishment for him not knowing how to do the mitzvahs. Are you sure that you gave him the right education? And so, maybe you missed something. Maybe you didn't give him the right way out to daven, out to davone, out to ever gishmak. So, sofek brokers, okay. You don't make a shame of mamas, you know? It says in our minig, bor sheptorani, you don't say the shame of mamas. You say only bor sheptorani, you don't say some achlekes in poskim, but our minig, the Rebbe's right in my yom, our minig is to say bor sheptorani without a broker. But now we understand why without a broker. I mean, you say Aedes on yourself, that you gave a good education to your child. You send them to the best yeshiva, to the best rabbi, everything, but still it's a suffering. So, don't make a problem with Shem Umarkos. I'm just thinking, maybe this is an idea. And with that, we'll understand something very strange. The rabbi said in a letter in Chelet Zion, based on good and booming, that our meaning is to say without shame of our cross, but the Rabbein, all the Nesim, when they say the Bocha, they say the shame of our cross. But I said it in a letter, Sichet, from the Alter Rebbe, all the Rebbes said the shame of our cross. The Benedict is up. If the Rebbe said B'Shem U'Malchus, so why we shouldn't say B'Shem U'Malchus? So, in the same talking, he said, no, minogeinu ve'lo Shem U'Malchus, but on the same, oyoim v'Shem U'Malchus, and also nishnogein to us. So you can say all the pirushim that you want, but according to the pshat that I am telling you, it's very poshut. I mean, in the same, they gave the best chinuch for the kids. Rabbein, we know the stories, how much they put themselves in hekel from the kids. The Alter Rebbe, with the Tzemach Tzedek, Tzemach Tzedek, so he put these kids. So they can say, B'Shem U'Malchus, Shev Torah, you know this all of that? But who else can say that? So therefore the meaning is, to say B'Shem U'Malchus, and in a sin, to say B'Shem U'Malchus. You can take this chart, you cannot take this chart. I didn't see the chart in no place, so it's up to you. I like the idea because it makes sense for what the Rabbein said to Shem Umarkus. It makes sense what you so happy that the Torani Me'oinesh Aruzeh doesn't make sense that the Oinesh was on him and now it's on me. Now it was on me, now it's on him. I'm so happy. That doesn't make sense. So, this is the pshat. But this is the chayiv. See how much the chayiv of the parents to the chaders and the kids. You know that he should be potter from the oynes. And it doesn't mean that the kid should know what, how to put fill in the city. This he can go to Google. He also could tell him how to do it. I mean, we're talking about the gishmak, the highest in terrible mitzvahs. This, that father has to be, because this is very important in the young age. It's very hard to have a highest shpeter if you are not used to that. It's a choyim of the parents. To give a gishmak and a highest of a child in Torah learning, in doing a mitzvah, in davening. Of course, in order for a father to give over to a child the highest in the men. So, you know, he has to come. And you see how many parents, I mean, it's a shame, come to show, they have the iPhone and the iPad, and they say to the child, dumb, dumb! A child will not daven if he's after dying if his father is not davening. He's not to die. If he sees his father is davening fast, he's also done with this. A dugme chaya is the yesod of chinuch. Oh, mother. And this is the hardest part in him. You can be somebody that can talk to the child and explain to him how important is davening and learning and doing mitzvahs, all the chassidische Gedanken. If he doesn't see it and you, he will not take it answer. This is number one for him. The Dugme Chai, like the Rebbe explained. This is about Chinuch Bechlal. In Limud Torah, and you know, Chinuch is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but as the Rebbe said, it's midrabona. It's a machloek is a poskim. Of this, all the mitzvahs, Chinuch is midrabona. But midrabona is a mitzvah. It's a rabbonon is a mitzvah. When it comes to limud Torah of the child, so the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, mitzvah min ha-toiro lelamed es bnoi toiro. This is not only a mitzvah de rabbonon. This is a mitzvah min ha-toiro. V'limantem oisam es bneichem ledav lebo. It's a mitzvah to teach kids before Bar Mitzvah, after Bar Mitzvah. This is a choiv on the parents. The parents has to send the child in the best yeshiva, with the best melamed is, because this is their choiv min ha-toiro, the lamed is non toiro. It's very interesting. The Dor HaDin in Shulchan Aruch, Nerechaim, Simen Mem Zayin, that before you learn in the morning, you have to learn the book. You need a Torah. And if you're a soil, you're not allowed to learn before you read the book. But the Shulchan Aruch said, you, if you're thinking in learning, not saying bedibu, you don't have to make a book. So in other words, you're allowed to think deep, you, not you, you're allowed to think without saying a proper Yichasapel. But saying the deep room, you have to say a proper Yichasapel. This is the Shukunah. But the grow, you look at the page, you will grow. Yes, he said, but he doesn't understand. Why you is not a mitzvah? Should be a gis of boy, yoimu, raylo. In the name it says, in the mantem, or some in double boom. But it says behogiso. What is behogiso? Behogiso means learn meiyun. Behogiso, but learn meiyun is also learn. So they go out, the meiyun is on. Hiru also needs to make a point. But you should know, the pasma, the Rebbe, you don't have to make a point. In the same aloche, pasma the Vashyosa, that if you're riding in the toilet, you know, some people like to write it, you have to make a book. All the Mephoshim says, fighting is not Dibu. Says the David Bomb. Fighting is more Hiru. Even you write, but writing is not learning. So why, if you write Torah, you have to make a book? It's a big shine in Mephoshim. I'd like the answer of the Shmuz Yankee. He said, the Iker from learning Torah is to teach the next generation. You have to give over the Mesoyre from Sinai, from generation to generation. It's very interesting. Ilches Talmud Torah from Nachum Levin. Ilches Talmud Torah in Rambam. What is the beginning? I think we should say that I eat of learning, getting told, you know, people are not learning. If he's a balese, he can learn less. If he's not, he has to learn Yom HaBalailo. And then speak about the choiv to teach a child. But now, in Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch from Alter Rebbe, what is the first line, the second line? At the choiv of a father to teach his son learning Torah. Before he's even talking about his own learning, he's talking about teaching the child. So, why is that? Because the assault of learning children is not only for yourself. The assault is to teach it over, to give over to the Torah, the Av, the Ben, the Ben, the Ben, and generation to generation, goes to the assault of children. And therefore, the first thing is to teach your child. For so I feel that the Gemara in Kiddushin has a shaila. If the child knows, the child has to learn, the father has to learn. Who is first? If the father has no money to pay for two, half koidem and ben koidem, depends if the ben is a shamba, all alokas. Why? Because the choice from a half to teach his son is more important than the choice of himself to learn. And this is the Hesper, Dr. Schlutz Yankel. Why, when you write different Torah, you have to make a broker? Because by writing, you give over the Messiah to the next generation. I mean, you can read what I wrote. You can learn from that. So somebody else, Taka, I didn't say it with Hebrew, but somebody else can learn that. So that Indian from a soil to even get toilet to the next generation of the child is also Biksive. And this is the view why Biksive you have to make a broche. And Behiru la'atzmoy, you can think all day sitting and learning Behiru. But it doesn't give it even to other people. Not to your child, not to the next generation. You sit and thinking. If you say something, somebody can listen. The Talmud can listen, and he learns weiter. So Iru is for himself only. And it's not making the goal to teach and to give over the Torah to the Messiah, to the next generation. Siva is something that gives over to the next generation. And therefore, the Shmuz Yankov explained that if you're writing Torah, you have to make an offer. If you're thinking, it's nothing. This is Alta Tifa Toyot, you know, poison before Malchus. Poison the Toyot. But, I mean, to tell you tips in Chinuch, you don't need. Today is so much story telling you how to Chanuch. I yesterday said that today's matter in Chinuch is different than it used to be. You can see from the fact that all the countries on the land that we know, they don't let a father hit his son. Don't let the teacher hit his son. Years ago, the father used to hit them, the teacher used to hit them, and not 100 years ago, no, 60, 70 years ago. So, this is why is that happens in the world. They made all of a sudden a new law. I mean, you know, you have kids in class that they have the number to the police and they say to the teacher, listen, in the minute that you're doing to me something wrong, I have a number to call. I mean, in public, please. But this is because the time changed. We are not hitting a child now, not only because the law is not to hit a child. The fact that the law is not to hit a child showed us that in a Shomayim, now is not the time. And the Rebbe said it in a Sikha, and he writes it a lot, that today's way in a Chinu is only Yamin Mekalevet. Only Duchtiu. I remember in a Pabringen, Joseph Abraham, the Rebbe explained that the Mora says, Yamin Mekareves, Smoit Doiche, first has to be Yamin Mekareves, and then can be Smoit Doiche. They're interesting. I remember after the Sikhe, we went up to the Bimei, whatever it was. And Moshe Pinchas starts, and all the Chavre in the back, they said, as much they remember, the Gemara said, Smoil Doiche, and in the Karevis. I didn't remember exactly what the Gemara said, it's an edel. So I decided to look over everything, and he says, Smoil Doiche, and in the Karevis. Looks like Moshe Pinchas wrote to the Rebbe, so the next one, the Rebbe explained, and he said that the pshat in Gemara that Uven can be smoil doiche, if it's in the Rebbe. Then you can be smoil doiche. The question is, I thought to myself, what? Everything you can say like that. The pshat and lois are you there, or if she's then the third of his benya in Echo. Uven is the when people give you the right to change and but Ramesson, if you're looking in your Gemara, it's so right what the Rebbe said. Because the Gemara is talking about Gehazi, Elisha pushed away Gehazi, Beshtei Yodayim. He didn't give him a chance to make tshuva. And the Gemara says, this is not the way. Because smoil, doicho. And in the Forshim explained, smoil is a hand that is weaker than the right. If you have to be doiche a talmid, do it with smoil. Do it not with your own strength. Do it like this, smoil. Yad keo. Yad keo means a weak hand. And the yamin, the strong hand, should be mekaretes. So the Gemara is not talking about the seder, what should be. Forget. The Gemara is explaining you, if you have to be doiche, like Gehazi, don't do it with shtei yodayim. Do it with smoil. And the strength should live for the karevis. So the Gemara means to say that your karevis has to be always, you mean the karevis. And if it has to come to doiche, sometimes you have to say something to a child or a teacher has to. So it should be with smoil. So, the Rebbe is gerech. This is the kavone from the Gemara. The Gemara is not telling you to say there that you should, because it doesn't make sense, that a seder from chinuch starts from smoil. If you want to teach somebody to push him away, you have to make argument, you have to learn. And then if you see that you have to be doiche for some reason, because he doesn't listen, he doesn't want to listen, or some other thing that he has, yeah, but should be smoil doiche. So this is the Rebbe's answer. That this is the kavone in Gemara, and it is important that this is the kavone in Gemara. So you mean mekar Rebbe's, and then smoil doiche. Can sein, why is the Gemara saying in such a language? Because years ago, people used the smoil mode. And it was maybe right. This was the way to, that not that they're starting from the smoil, but they have more in the smoil. But now the Rebbe said in a letter a few times that no smoil doich. Like the Rebbe is taking away the smoil doich and the chlal. Only him in the karetz. So we are here parents. The Anoli is here, the Anoli knows how to run the Rosicrans. I'm talking to you about like parents. Sometimes, you know, we said yesterday that a pasuk you cannot change. A gemara you cannot change. You can change a method, how to do that, but what the gemara says, you cannot change. So the chure, it's the pasuk, choyser shiftoi, soy nebnoi. Shlomo HaMelech said, if you don't take the shevet, the stick, on your son, you hate him. So he's giving a right to use the shevet. But if you really think, then the Rebbe said once, that a melamed, the form, a shmais, a retzuret, but it has to hang on the wall. You don't have to use it. It's only hanging at the wall. Just to tell the Talmud, if you need I can use it, but we don't have to use it. And Shevet is not a makel. Makel is a shtek was me'akt. Shevet is, you know, shiv techo, umishan techo, heimo yenachamuni. We said it in Yisrael Nidobi. So umishan techo, we understand. Umishan techo means something that you're leaning on, a mishenes. But what is shiv techo? Shiv techo on the test. Shiftecho is a step. Shiftecho is something that the punishment that you get. Why heimo yinachamuni? I don't need it. I want mishantecho. No. Sometimes the Rebbe should get a shneli nos. You know what a shneli nos? A small shaking to you. You should chabzach where you are to change yourself in davening, in learning. This is a shevet, a musa, something that you should remind. But doesn't mean that you get in punishment. Clef, with a shtekin. So shivtecho, choyshach, shivtoi. You know, in Pasuk says, and David HaMelech, but I'm knowing that he went out of the way of the right way. He lo yatzovoi oviv miyomo. He doesn't say because David didn't clef. Means he never told his son, Musa, the way how to go. Loyatsovo, he didn't make him sad. Because he didn't want to mix in. And this is what was the result, that he went out of the world. So you have to know the bully. Cholin Evachas not to him. But from the other side, you can think, okay, let him go. Let him do whatever he wants. No. Lo yatzovo yoviv miyomov is not good. Choysech shivtoi. If you are choysech, if you're stopping from giving the shevet, the musar, the son, so you never know. A father has to be, it's like, you know, hoire in Hebrew. A parent in Hebrew is hoire. Hoire. Hoirim and Moirim, teachers are almost the same, because every father has to be a teacher for his son. He has to teach him. Hoirim. So it's a chokhmah. Some parents don't understand it. They don't know when to stop and when not to stop. You know, the most problem is when Cholile, the child, is going already out of the way, and the parents don't know what to do. Should we tell him? Should we scream on him? Should we speak to a professional? What? This is all question that comes after you didn't do the right things in the beginning. When a child is a child, first of all, you have to give him a role model in everything. And you have to learn with term it a highest. You have to explain one of the things is about government. Davening is the most important part in the day. And Loyal Leinu, unfortunately, you know what's going on in the yeshivas and the yeshivas tannis today? The kids don't know what they're saying. They don't know Pirush HaMilah. How can you expect from them they should daven with a chayes? What chayes? You daven with Chinese. Can you daven with a chayes? You don't understand what you're saying. Nothing. In Israel, at least, the kids know Hebrew, and they understand what to say. Some words, it was in Kurdish, not Hebrew, but in America, I mean, I have grandchildren, and I test them, and I see kids come from yeshiva, even though mitzvah. First of all, it's a problem, they don't teach them that you have to govern, saying their words, not only to look. I see some kids, they're looking, because they don't teach them how to govern. But the main thing, in my opinion, is Pirush HaMilas. Pirush HaMilas, you have to teach the child the Pirush HaMilas. Make sure that your child knows Pirush HaMilas. I don't know if I did it for my children, but I'm trying to do it for my grandchildren. Did I did it on you? My grandchildren. I have a Seder. every grandchild that becomes bar mitzvah, I'm taking him to Israel, for a Shvi, Lag BaOmer, and he has the experience from Lag BaOmer, both. I'm demanding from them to learn Pirush HaMidos from them. And then I test them. And every child that goes with me will learn Pirush HaMidos. Besides that, he has to know the songs from a Shvi, this is something else, but this is. But the main thing is Pirush HaMidos. And I see the difference when they're davening before they know. When I learn with them a keta, a stickle from davening, and I said, now say that. Well, he said, I understand what they say. So then you can expect from them something. You can learn siddurs 2 hours before davening, and the child is starting to daven and he doesn't know what he says, forget about davening. It's gornish. I never say it's gornish, because of a filo below kavone, kibu below neshome. This is kavone. I'm not talking about kavone, I'm talking about pirush hamilas. Don't learn the chassidish tied to them. It doesn't know the pirush hamilas. And this is a fact. This is leinu amageife. Mamesh amageife, you can see, you can, new children, other children. One of the most important things today is pirush hamilas, and then give him a chayis in davening, telling him that you have to say the words, you have to say it with a kavone. But the problem is, if you don't do it, then you're wondering what happened to my child. He doesn't like to learn. He already has him for other things. And I see him going with the home chaverim. But everything starts from something. The something is, he didn't have a gishmak and a chayes in what he's doing. If a child doesn't have a chayes in what he's doing, he's looking for something else.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So maybe other parents have this also. Does it make sense before the kids bar mitzvah to have them daven less with more of a gishmak than make
no, he doesn't have to daven less. But the Friedrich Rebbe said in a sikhe that alter chassidim, but they used to daven. They all davening, but every time they add something else to daven deep. This is a chosid who davened, and he made himself, oh, today I daven until I do in oilum. Doesn't mean that they didn't daven the old davening, but gishmak and the chassidus are tight, they daven. Tomorrow they daven more. So it doesn't mean that you don't have to, child has to daven the old
davening. I think some kids today, it's probably very long, under bar mitzvah, to do the whole davening from beginning to the end, from hoyden to the end, might take away the gishmak, because it's hard for them to sit through.
No. But you know, if you're teaching them a part, and you see the difference between this part and the other part, then he knows that the only way is to understand what he's saying. And believe me, you'll see a big difference on the child. And we know that filler is the beginning of the day. If the child doesn't know what is davening and he's waiting for the minute to finish that, so he doesn't have a cheshek in learning, he doesn't have a cheshek in putting the filler, he can go down and down. And then we come and rise off and go, what happened? Why is he going out of the way that I want he should go? Because he didn't give him the assault. So this is a choiv of every parent to see that the child, I really don't know, I was in Israel, even though it's a gringo, but it's also a problem. I spoke to the Menachem in Talmud Torah. I told them, I'm ready to give batones if they will make a special thing for Pirush HaMidos for davening. Kids should be davening Pirush HaMidos, they get the prizes. I think it should be fair. We're talking about hundreds of kids. And you make an investigation, you will see, Lo'elenu, that probably 90% of the kids
and the parents.
But the parents, they forget about what they may do this. I should speak to you, parents. And your wife. The parents, the parents themselves don't know what they're doing. So what it's starting to do, they're starting to daven in English, we're becoming a reform. So the kids daven in English. In aloha, In Aloha, you can daven in English. No problem in Aloha. But it's not the way that you want to mechanic your kids. So you have to teach them Kiddush Amid. It doesn't mean every word he has to understand. Bayoim Ahu, Ovdu Eshtoy Noiso. Kiddush Amid Machshov. So he doesn't know what Eshtoy Noiso. But he knows the idea that we're talking. That a person is dying and then everything is going away. Only Hashem is the person. So he doesn't know a word here and don't know about here, you also don't know everything. But give him the sword of Kiddush Amid. This is for parents, and this is also for the Anole. Not so much Anole for my Shifte, but Anole for my Shiva Khan. And when the Mohim comes from the Sifte and they don't know Kiddush Amid, they have to teach him Kiddush Amid in the Sifte. They have no choice. I'm sure that the kids come from Yeshiva Tani, but no, no. Baruch Hashem, today they have better sidurim, you know, that they teach you in English. Givan, I saw it. The last shidur that came out is very, very nice. The English on the side, and the kid cannot see what they're saying. But they don't even look at this, because they are used to say, davening without knowing what they say, why they should look for the pillars. So you have to teach them that. This is the first thing. And the second thing is the warm water. What you're expecting from a son, he should be a chosid that go in the way that you want. If he sees in you that you are not learning, you're doing something else, you're looking something else, you're busy in other things, why you should be different? So it's a choiz on ourselves. Not only klapi chutz, but target to change ourselves in the behaving, in the chassidish behavior. If a son sees that the father Shabbos mevorchim away, he's waking in the morning and he goes to say tehillim, so you have a chance, the child should do it. If the father is not doing that, why the child should do it? If he doesn't do that, he doesn't say the chitas, he doesn't have to say the rambam, he doesn't. It's all. A son is copying the father. This is some kids, you can never know. Even you can be the best. Even tzaddikim, they have loyalenu sometimes kids that are not going in the right way. But they don't understand this thing. At least you have to do from you. If something happens and the child loyalenu, it happens loyalenu a lot. If something happens, the child. If you try your best, so what can you do? Don't be depressed. Try to speak to the Chanuk and this, but you did what. But if you didn't do the minimum, then don't put it on the shoulder from the child that he is not doing it the way that I want. It doesn't go like that. And I'll tell you another thing. Say the healing for him. It's a story not about the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe, that a teacher came from a Talmud Torah, not only one teacher, told another, they came to the Satmar Rebbe. He says, one child is a troublemaker who tried everything, we have to throw him out from the ship. We decided we have to throw him out from the ship. Okay, he listened, then he said, did you say a perik tehillim for him? No. So first say a perik tehillim, see if it works, and then we will decide where to go. It's so true. I know my meaning is, and I know the Friedrich Rebbe writes, that saying tehillim for a child means he's perik. If he is 7 years old, say perik ches. If he's 13, say Perek Yudalei. I started from the first child, and until now, every after davening and saying the healing for the kids, his Perek. And you know what the Tzemach Tzedek said about the healing? We had it in a Yom Yom 2 weeks ago. He says, I think I have to heal him, I have a Yom Yom with me. Yeah, you know the Givaldi Kevertev of the I wrote a sefer on Tehillim. You don't have it in the shiva. You don't have it, I wrote a sefer.
No, I don't have it. I don't know why you sound that again.
What is it? Three manos on Tehillim. A shmiya called me losser. Explaining it. It's a very interesting thing now.
Yep.
Eva Mobriet is a. But the Tzemach Tzedek said, Ilu yedatem, Omar Admura Tzemach Tzedek, if you would know, Koychom shel Psukei Te'ilim, the Koyach of the Psukei Te'ilim, Upeulosom Bishmei Rum, and what they can do above, Oisem Oimrim Oisom Bechol Eis, you would say it every time. Teidu, you should know, the Mizmoire Te'ilim Shoivrim Kol HaMechitzes. It breaks all the mechitzes, they went. The oilim, they're going up, the ilui, achar ilui, they're going up and up in heaven. Bli shum afroen, without stopping them. Umishtatrim lifnei adoin oilomim, and they come until the Rehidoshter. Ufoyalim peulosom, and they're doing the pule bechesed to the rachman. This is the verse from Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe wrote it in the Yom Yom. So, and it's a prophetic Rebbe said that this has ruled by the Yirah Shemayim. If you saying the Perek Tehillim from your child every day for his, in his age, this has ruled that the child should be the Yirah Shemayim. My meaning is that I said also the Enikla, grandchildren. And I'm giving you a Etzet Oedah, you should also, if you have grandchildren, if it's a shame, when you love grandchildren, start to say, it takes me a long time, Baruch Hashem, and I ask Hashem, it should take me more time, but I'm ready, because I see the Kabbalah that's close. You should take it and tell it. What can we do better than that? So at least to say the parent from the child, and you parent.
You also get to know when the birthday is.
Huh?
You get to know when the birthday is.
Oh, so you know, sometimes my kids asking me, when is the birthday of the grandchild? because I have to say every day, I said it. By the way, I don't know if you know, but you know the meaning. For me, it's almost again that a father is writing the birthday in a sefer. It's a Polish. All the Polish used to write. I have with me, for me, a sefer that my Zayde in Poland wrote all the Yom Holedes from the children, every child that was born. He wrote it in a sefer, in Shalom. Sefer Shalom, you can do it like a sefer. And my father kept it, and after my father passed away, I got it. I took it, and I have it in my home. And my father used to write every child that was born. And I, same thing, they know that I have a sefer. They write all the human beings. And I wrote also all the grandchildren's human beings. So if they have to know exactly what, they tell me, and I'm looking in my sefer, and I'm telling you. Telling
you notebook or a sefer?
Huh? The sefer is in the best. You know, you can choose any sefer that you want.
I thought it was a tilling.
No, not that kind of tilling. But you can change it. You can put it in. It doesn't make sense. Anyone has a sefer. I wrote it in a sefer. Oyra Toire from Tzemach Tzedek. Why? Because this Oyra Toire was given by the Hasanim when I was a chosen. Before my chasene, Rabbi Klein came to me and says, the Rebbe wants to print one of the Oyra Toires, and he says, give it to the chasanim to mishtat it in there. So every chosen in my time gave, I don't remember how much, and they printed it in the back. They gave 100 tzfon for me, 100 tzfon for another chosen. So I have the sefer. It says in the bank that I gave it as a chosna, I gave it to me. So in that sefer, I wrote all the kids from the Eniklach, Rosh Hashem, and This is one. Second thing I want to tell you before that, that I told you before, the yachas, the close, the kill from parents to the children, is so important. I can tell you the shvach from the Benayel here. I have a hennikel here in Yeshiva. I wanted to take my grandchildren, because of COVID, they couldn't take it like Goymer. So it came out, six grandchildren, bar mitzvah bochim, and the other people wanted to go to Israel with me. So we learned Pirush Aviles, and I took it. But I have to have the shoes from the Enole. So I called Rabbi Yachts. I think this is maybe the first time that I spoke to him, because he's not in my age too much. But I called him up. He said, I'll answer you. And he called me back. And the way that he told me, not only is giving the shoes, he thinks it's a good idea. The kids should be close to the parents and to the grandparents. Because this is today something that kept keeping them in Yiddishkeit, keeping them in Yiddishkeit. They want to be like their father. The father is taking them places. And the same thing with the grandfather. When we was out, I took them to Yerushalayim. We rented an apartment in Geula, if you know what it is, in the Smetana Falls. We daven every day in the Shkibla. We went to the mikveh in the Zupnik every day. It was for them something that people stay Shmonesre in all the Shkibla. They're not friends. Shmonesre, they say 10 minutes. My children, the grandchildren, they never saw it. They know Shmonesre takes 2 minutes. 3 minutes is already, they start already to clap on this day. You say, Shechazon Sashat, here everybody is staying almost 10 minutes from Esther. So they open the eyes a little bit. This is what they wanted. They open the eyes. So thank you, grandchildren, thank you, children. Make with them a visit. We learned every day, I promised Rabbi Arthur, and we did it. We learned every day, and now the Gemara that they're learning here, we learned Be'iyun, and they learned very good. They saw what means Be'iyun. So do something that Mekalev. I think my grandchildren are very close to me, also because I'm learning with them, I'm going with them. And even the girls today, the girls is as important like the boys. I can tell you, I have shiur with my grandchildren, the girls. They come to me once a week and learn Siddur with me. And this, I know that it's unusually, because most of the grandparents are not teaching me girls, but I'm telling you, you should do it. It makes them closer to you, to want to be, and to make you happy. And this is something that not letting them to go away from the right direction, because if they go not the right direction, they say they will not be happy. The father will not be happy. So this makes them a little bit not looking down the table. No, the Rebbe should have learned. We should have a lot of nachas and the kids and grandchildren and wise and adum mechaya for the kinder. A good people.
Chakras across the street.